Good to see you again and good to be back in Greencastle. Happy summer. It feels like spring, but it is summer here, right?
Well, it is most definitely. School's out, the pool's open.
Actually, I was going to ask you about that. Seems like you've had some big numbers at the pool and the splash pad.
Had a great opening weekend that always bodes well for the rest of the summer. The splash park opened a few weeks earlier than the pool. Had a few people come around, but now that the pool's open, we also had a swim meet on Sunday, where we had a group of long distance swimmers come in for the weekend. It was supposed to start on Saturday, but weather rained us out. But Sunday was gorgeous, and they were doing time trials for some of the summer swim programs around this part of the state.
And first Fridays too have big attendance, but the weather has a lot
The
to do with it.
weather, the first two of our first Fridays, the weather has been great, and we've had some great bands. Most recently, the Mac Daddies out of Terre Haute that performed here this past Friday, and our next one will be coming up the first Friday of July.
And just for those who don't know what First Fridays are.
It's basically we have a concert on the square that's sponsored by one of our local businesses, Almost Home, and Main Street Greencastle, and the city supports it. We usually have a number of community groups that also come up and maybe do a demonstration for the community or something like that. But we had some of our local spinners and weavers, and they brought some llamas up to demonstrate how they spin yarn. We also had music on the square, did a harp presentation. They had a group in town on the DePauw campus this past weekend in regard to music of the harp. And so they did a demonstration as well. And there's usually food and fun, and when the weather cooperates, we generally get a pretty nice crowd.
Well, and now that summertime's here, I believe a few construction projects get underway. I did read about Washington Street will be getting
Right.
resurfaced. Is that
We
right?
just bid out our street resurfacing and sidewalk projects. So those will be getting underway anytime now. We're working on the final paperwork with each of the contractors. So we'll be doing about $130,000 worth of sidewalk repairs and handicap ramps around the community. This is an ongoing effort. We're about 3 years away from completing all of the handicap ramps here in the community. Also, our street resurfacing project will be starting as well. So we appreciate everybody's patience during the disruption. We'll be resurfacing about nine streets, one of which is Washington Street, which we had a little trouble with last year. Unfortunately, there's not much of a base under that street, so we're going to be going in, taking off the asphalt, digging out a little bit, putting a base down, and adding some geotech fabric to help reinforce the base, and then resurfacing. So that'll correct the problems that we've dealt with all winter with some chuck holes and some pavement deterioration.
But the Washington Street, that was paved a year or
It
so
was
ago?
actually paved last year,
Last year.
but part of that work involved grinding off the surface. And at that time, we found out there wasn't much base under the street, and an attempted repair was tried. Unfortunately, it didn't work. The same technical solution worked on some other streets, but because of the traffic on Washington, it didn't work quite as well. So we're going to go in this year and make a bit more extensive repair that we believe will be successful.
I was looking back a couple weeks too. City Council meeting agenda included discussion is at Franklin Street and Vine Street due to traffic parking issues. Are those viable concerns in the community here?
We are continuing to study them. They are a viable concern, but they're somewhat intermittent. Right now, we have not had a big parking problem on Franklin Street. In the past, it has been. Part of that, just depends on the tenants and some of the properties along Franklin Street. The couple of intersections that were referred to, we're looking at in terms of whether or not we need to change a two-way stop intersection to a four-way stop intersection. Right now, based on current traffic counts, we do not meet the requirements of the Uniform Traffic Control Manual. but we're still taking a look at it. Part of the problem is our Wasser Beer project, where they're renovating a building for a new local microbrewery, which will be opening here in a few weeks. They've had a lot of construction vehicles parked on that corner, and there have been some times where the number of vehicles has given the impression that the visibility there is not quite what it will be when the project is finished.
But then hopefully you'll have a lot of cars there yep, when the business yeah. is open too.
Yeah, we do have on-street parking around there, and that's been the same for quite a number of years. So,
you know, I can't come to Greencastle without asking about water. Although it's been a couple months, last time I was here, the city was looking to replace the department's top position. Has that progressed?
We are working. We have a team put together with our a three-member team of our utilities. We're still doing some research on how we want to handle that position, but so far our three gentlemen that have served on our team have done a great job to keep our utilities up and running and closing out some projects, and we're actually starting some new projects here this summer.
Wow, so far everything's fine?
So far so good,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. Any follow-up on Stellar Grant?
We're still finishing up the facades. Unfortunately, the weather this spring for exterior painting has not been the best. So they're working diligently on a gorgeous day like today to be out getting the painting done. As a result of that, their work, we've got some new businesses coming in. We've got a new restaurant, kind of bar tavern called Tap House 24. That'll be opening midsummer. In fact, our clerk treasurer, Linda Dunbar, is going to be moving her candy store to Indiana Street. We also have another couple that is looking at opening an ice cream store as well. So those are some things that are in transition and a result of the improvements we've made downtown. And we've got some other businesses that are poking around that I'm really not at liberty to talk about today, but hopefully one or more of those will come to fruition as well.
And are those in buildings that are being worked on, or the facade that's being worked on?
They were part of the Stellar project, either this past phase or one of the previous phases.
Now, where are you in that whole Stellar phase? Are you still in the construction or wrap-up?
We're getting pretty close to wrap-up. Our public improvements are done. Our parking lots are done. The facade project is nearing completion. That'll be the last of the grant projects. Now, locally generated projects will continue on. We've got a number of things that we're going to work on with local funds as we move forward. We made some improvements to another parking lot that needs to be finished up with some new lighting, and then it'll be seal coated and restriped and some things like that. And then we are continuing our discussions with DePauw and several other entities around the community in terms of other investment opportunities as well.
And this becomes the exciting part, that when most of the work is done, you hope to see it being paid off. And it looks yep. like you are, with at least a few announcements of new businesses yep. downtown.
Now the pressure is on us to make sure that we capitalize on all this investment and our previous partnerships with the state.
Yeah. I see where Nancy Mark was hired as the county director of tourism. What kind of work does she have cut out for her in
well,
this area?
Well, we've been, I do not serve on the tourism board. I keep in contact with some of their board members, and I'll be meeting with the new director here shortly. But one of the things, as the candidates were interviewed, we tried to emphasize that we need to kind of go after what I would call the low-hanging fruit. That is, to encourage people who live within a 50 to 75-mile radius to come and pay us a visit, perhaps come and join us for First Friday, perhaps an event on the DePauw campus. We joke about dinner and a concert, dinner and a movie. A lot of these things that what I would call kind of guerrilla marketing, guerrilla tourism to, instead of going after the big fish right now, let's go after some of these smaller things, capitalize on the events that we have occurring that can be attractive to folks from outside the community. Music on the Square, for example, they held several events this past school year, and I know my wife and I attended, and some of the folks seated at our table actually lived outside of Putnam County, so it was great to welcome them to the community.
The city works with the county tourism department?
We have a couple of appointments on their board, but certainly we will work to coordinate things with them. You know, if they sponsor an event on the square, you know, we work with them on street closings and things like that. So we will certainly make them aware of events that might happen in the community that we think would be attractive for visitors so that they can help us market those events.
But the city doesn't have its own tourism.
No, we do not. It's
so
a county.
You pretty much, yeah. I was just curious what that relationship was, how close you work hand in hand.
Well, that's to develop with the new director here in the future. So,
I see there's still talk of a community center, YMCA. Very early still. Yeah. I can tell there's a lot of research being done.
We continue to work on that. We had a meeting the other day kind of a joint meeting of our Redevelopment Commission, our City Council, our Board of Public Works, our Park Board, to kind of just lay the foundation. Had a very nice presentation from Deb Ringo of the Wabash Valley Y, and give our elected officials and some of our board members an update. At that meeting, it was announced that the Putnam County Hospital wants to also be a partner with us. And we have since prepared and signed memorandums of agreement with both the Y and the hospital. We also are in the about 99% done with a request for qualifications that will be probably mailed out later this week to architectural firms so that we can start that interviewing process and get a designer on board so we can take the next step forward.
Is it still too early to talk about expectations or any reality of this facility, or is it still pretty kind of hard to say?
Well, I think as with many kind of community center-wide projects, there'll obviously be a gymnasium, exercise spaces, community room, some classroom space, exercise space, and things of that nature. You know, the usual support spaces like locker rooms and things of that nature. I've already had people say, well, if we can afford it, can we get a second gym? We also have a contingent in the community that is interested in having a swimming pool. We've kind of, at this stage, decided we might want to look at doing the pool as a second phase, only because a pool is very expensive to build and very expensive to operate. We're taking that all right, under advisement right now. And once we get a designer on board, we'll narrow in on a lot of those issues. Fortunately, the Y did do a lot of research as part of their feasibility study and kind of the types of spaces. So we've got a nice list of spaces, general size of spaces that we'll be able to work with the architect and save a little time in the design process as we move forward.
But the fact that you guys are still talking about this, I mean, it's been a year. We talked about this with the previous mayor, mm-hmm. too, that this sounds pretty promising. It's not something that doesn't look like it's going anywhere.
It is promising. I've lived in Greencastle almost 30 years, and it's been a conversation that's been ongoing. The issue has always been, we have the ability to build the facility, but the city doesn't have the ability to raise its tax rate to pay for the operation. Currently, Putnam County does not have a park board, so there's no way for at least at this point, for the county to generate funds for a county facility. So our hope is that with partnerships with organizations such as the Y, they will provide the operating ability, through their memberships and probably some fundraising in the community. And we also want to emphasize that this is a county-wide project. Even though Greencastle might be building it, for it to be successful for the entire community, and when I mean, in our entire county community, we want to make sure that everybody across the county will feel welcome and can become a member of the Y and come and enjoy the facilities. We already have a large number of county residents that use our Big Walnut Sports Park, for example. Our city pool, we don't charge a different fee for members out in the county that want to come in and swim at our city pool, for example.
And I see a city council meeting set for next Tuesday. Any big agenda items coming up that people should know about?
Oh, a couple things that we're dealing with, and probably not unlike most communities around the state. The State Board of Accounts has promulgated various financial responsibility information, and so we'll be passing an ordinance to help address that. That has to be started by July 1st. We're also in the process of applying or working on some information to apply for some of the road money that NDOT is now getting the word out across the state. So we're working on our pavement management plan and also preparing a couple of potential applications, and those are due on July 15th, so those will probably be discussed at City Council as well.
And kind of along, I guess, the same lines, what are the top two or three things right now on your desk?
Probably the Y project as we move forward. The second is getting everybody trained on this fiscal responsibility material that State Board of Accounts has provided to us. And then probably the third thing is, you know, just getting our summer projects underway as we move forward with the usual things. And then fourth, it's just more than two, June starts off the fun season of budget. And so we'll be meeting with our department heads to get our budgets ready. Seems kind of strange because we're on a calendar budget, but you know, the process that the cities and counties have to go through to establish budgets and tax rates, we start 6 months in advance, so we have to make our best efforts to project out what we're going to do in 2017, even though we're really only about halfway through 2016.
Oh yeah, you and every other mayor are saying the exact same thing right now. Does anything stick out with you right now with the budget, or is it too early to say?
I've asked my department heads to start thinking about capital projects for next year. Fortunately, Sue Murray, our previous mayor, and some of the things that were built into this year's budget, we're in pretty good shape in terms of vehicles. Other than maybe our police department, we'll probably end up buying a few police cars this coming year. Some of them are getting a little age on them. Our other departments are in pretty good shape. Capital projects, probably a wide range of things that will be looked at. The other thing we'll want to figure out in this process as we learn more is how to allocate some funds so that we can maximize our possible match on some of this NDOT funding. They're allowing up to $1 million a year for at least the next 3 years to be available to local units. It is competitive, so we might not get the full million, but in the local option income tax distribution to us, we received about $607,000. So even if we did that all this year, we wouldn't be able to maximize our match. So we'll probably have some discussions as part of the budget process on how we might be able to do that.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, other than we do have a couple of our industries. I think we talked about this last time. They're moving forward with their expansions. Chiyoda USA, they're in the process of installing all their equipment as they start to ramp up, and Ascena is installing equipment in their expansion. Both companies will be looking for new team members, associates throughout the summer to join them as their business continues to grow. We also have some other businesses that are continuing to invest in the community, and we're seeing some residential development. We have a local builder that's building three duplexes here in town, and we can definitely use some rental housing here. So,
where are they going?
Down on Martinsville Street in the southern section of the community, and so it's kind of a busy part of town with South Street underway, and Martinsville Street is the next parallel street north. So, a lot of work in that neighborhood. appreciate the patience of our residents there, because between South Street, that construction, and then Vectren is updating some of their gas lines in the neighborhood. It's been a lot of work there, and so again, just appreciate our residents and their patience with us in that neighborhood.